Chapter 4. Now Boaz went up to the city gate and sat there. And look, the repurchaser whom Boaz had mentioned passed by. At that Boaz said,
"Come here and sit down, so and so."
And he went over and sat down. Then Boaz took 10 of the city elders and said,
"Sit down here."
So they sat down. Boaz now said to the repurchaser,
"Naomi, who has returned from the fields of Moab, must sell the plot of land that belonged to our brother Elimelech. So I thought I should disclose it to you and say, buy it in front of the inhabitants and the elders of my people. If you will repurchase it, repurchase it. But if you will not repurchase it, tell me, so that I will know, for you have the claim to repurchase it, and I am next in line after you."
He replied,
"I am willing to repurchase it."
Then Boaz said,
"On the day you buy the field from Naomi, you must also buy it from Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead man, in order to restore the name of the dead man to his inheritance."
To this the repurchaser said,
"I am unable to repurchase it, for I may ruin my own inheritance. Repurchase it for yourself with my right of repurchase, because I am not able to repurchase it."
Now this was the custom of former times in Israel concerning the right of repurchase and exchange to validate every sort of transaction. A man had to remove his sandal and give it to the other party, and this was the manner of confirming an agreement in Israel. So when the repurchaser said to Boaz, "Buy it for yourself," he removed his sandal. Then Boaz said to the elders and all the people,
"You are witnesses today that I am buying from Naomi all that belonged to Elimelech, and all that belonged to Chilion and Mahlon. I am also acquiring Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, as a wife, to restore the name of the dead man to his inheritance, so that the name of the dead man will not be cut off from among his brothers, and from the city gate of his home. You are witnesses today."
At this, all the people who were in the city gate and the elders said,
"We are witnesses.
May Jehovah grant the wife who is entering your house to be like Rachel and like Leah, both of whom built the house of Israel.
May you prosper in Ephrathah and make a good name in Bethlehem.
May your house become like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, through the offspring that Jehovah will give you by this young woman."
So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. He had relations with her, and Jehovah let her conceive, and she gave birth to a son. Then the women said to Naomi,
"Praised be Jehovah, who has not left you without a repurchaser today. May his name be proclaimed in Israel.
He has restored your life and will sustain you in your old age, because he has been born to your daughter-in-law, who loves you and is better to you than 7 sons."
Naomi took the child and held him to her bosom, and she cared for him. Then the neighbor women gave him a name. They said,
"A son has been born to Naomi."
And they named him Obed. He is the father of Jesse, David's father. Now this is the family line of Perez. Perez became father to Hezron. Hezron became father to Ram. Ram became father to Amminadab. Amminadab became father to Nashon. Nashon became father to Salmon. Salmon became father to Boaz. Boaz became father to Obed. Obed became father to Jesse. And Jesse became father to David.